come before him. Welcome back, and I hope you grabbed a cup of coffee or did whatever you needed to do during the intermission. The voice for the intermission was from a speech engine called a cappella, and the background music for the intermission was off Sandy Patty's album, Le Voyage. I'm sure it has a song title, I just have no idea what it is. And, let me also mention that every song on this CD is from a Sandy Patty album. Let me take a minute and explain how I'm putting this CD together. I had the idea to do this tribute for 2 years. Now, Sandy was on AOL for a while. I tried emailing her, sending her instant messages, sending her song samples. I have called her agency, emailed her staff, posted on the member section of her website asking how I get permission or pay royalties to record her music. No one wrote me back. So either no one takes me seriously as a singer, or no one cares. So let me say right on this CD that I have tried for 2 years to find out how to release this the right way. So now I have given up, and I'm just going to put this together, and if I ever find out how to pay royalties on all these songs, I'll do it. Now, let me tell you my process. I know Sandy has soundtracks for some of her songs, but only a small few. And some of the soundtracks she does not have the backup vocals. I want the backup vocals. So, I have software that can somewhat remove the lead vocals from any recorded song. I say somewhat because it doesn't totally remove Sandy. So then I mix in the vocals from my computer. If I get lucky, you don't hear Sandy at all. Sometimes Sandy is heard way more than what I want. But it's kind of cool because it shows just how accurate I am with programming my vocals. So I'm hoping that by saying how this was done, everyone will know why you hear Sandy sometimes. And the other issue is, singing with the computer is not thought of as real music. So, if I'm not a real singer, how can I pay for royalties? It's a real dilemma. But if we don't praise the Lord, the rocks and stones will. And I don't know about you, but I would like to see a rock get permission to start singing. So until I find out how to pay royalties, I'm going to be like a rock and just praise God. Amen. Let me read Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door, it desires to have you, but you must master it. Sandy recorded a song, and some of the words are, I don't do what I know is true, I do what I don't wanna do, but I do it. And you're thinking, what in the world does that mean? Simple, just name the first pleasure that comes to your mind that God wouldn't like. And whatever came to your mind is probably a thorn in your own flesh. Ouch! I have many thorns in my flesh that I'm trying to deal with. And even though I have a pastor's license, I was holding back because I still sin, I'm still not perfect. But I look around and not one of us is without sin, not one. And if we try to hide it, we only fall that much more. I'm just now learning to take baby steps in dealing with stuff. Sandy had to do the same thing. And I look at America, and no one wants to admit they have a thorn in their flesh, because that would mean having to become real, and honest, and really walk away from pleasure. Well, sorry, but honesty is what God requires. This next song I did when I was first learning music. I almost left it off because I have a few wrong notes. But wait a minute, sin can be viewed as hitting wrong notes. And if you hit a wrong note, you just give it to God and keep going on. So I'm putting this next song on here because I think many people will be able to relate to it. I think I have at least two wrong notes in this song. So, when you hear a wrong note, think of it as a wrong turn in your life. So you didn't do what you know was true, you can still confess it to God and move on.